Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A couple of weeks ago, Murray State University served as the host for Kentucky's celebration of the second annual National Bioenergy Day. Yours truly didn't get to attend, but I did later catch up by phone with Dr. Tony Brannon, Dean of Murray's Hudson School of Agriculture. In several reports in past months, we've been following installation of a state-of-the-art bioburner on campus, which they unveiled at the big celebration.
It's designed to use a variety of bioenergy crops. We actually had a good combination of those that we threw in the bin for the first fire, if you will, and also some of our waste products.
The installation was made possible by a USDA grant and one from the Kentucky Department of Energy Development and Independence. Brannon says the unit offers several uses.
It's multifunctional. It's kind of what we're calling a hybrid. It will either burn the material to produce heat, to heat the 200 by 100 riding arena, or with a flip of a valve, we can provide heat to a drying unit that will dry any biomass type product. One of the problems with biomass is sometimes they come in at not the correct moisture level. Obviously, if you're making a bedding product or you're burning a product, the drier that material it is, the more usable it is. So we can run the material through the dryer before burning it, or we can run the material through the drying to produce a product such as mulch or equine bedding.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 13th through the 15th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including bull riding. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. There's special kids' ticket pricing all three nights. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
Murray State's Dr. Tony Brannon says after the harsh winter last year, having bioburner heat in their equine instructional center will knock off some of the chill in that arena for the students. But beyond that, the burner and its use will serve as a prototype to explore other applications and for improvements in future units.
It's transferable to just about any animal shop enterprise to provide anything that needs supplemental heat. We can use biomass to do that. That was kind of the focus of our National Bioenergy Day. Biomass power can provide that energy that's needed, and it's sustainable, and it can be a dependable supply that results in very low levels of fossil carbon emissions. So we're excited about using this technology. We're excited about the transferability to other poultry operations or other operations on the farm or around the home.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.